intemperance, lack of restraint and so on has a socially negative effect. Can you turn that around and is there a way in which temperance has a socially positive effect? Or is it simply the prevention of something negative?
Well, if we understand by moderation as living in harmony with reality, I don't want to call it nature, although I could, but some have objected to using, you know, one, you talk about natural law or whatever, nature means different things. I just call it living in harmony with reality. Recognizing that how we live has consequences. Yeah, I mean, the more moderate we are, the more balanced our life is, the more positive the results. We're just living reasonably, than rational beings. It's when we stop doing that we get in trouble, whether we do it individually or as a society. And of course, society doesn't do it by itself. It's when the individuals in the society do it that you start getting to these extremes. And we've seen recently in our own system, things start to fall apart.
Just see what you make maybe of a Benedictine postscript. I think one of the great figures in constructive ecology today is Wendell Berry. And one of the themes in Berry is localism. Stay put. Enrich what you have. So once upon a time I wrote it when I said, are you aware that the Benedictines take a vow of
stability?
And he wasn't aware of that. And I think that in an important sense, just one of the senses, that stability plays into this notion of temperance. And when you think of the Benedictine contribution of keeping civilization going, that was certainly a productive.
Well, you know why
result.
They had the vow of stability, why Benedict put that in there. Because when he became, you know, there were monks before Benedict. But if they didn't like the abbot, they just go to another monastery. So anytime somebody tries to crack down and bring in order, well, just move on. And so he said, no, you know, if you want to come here, you know, the abbot's like the guru to the monks. So you want to come here, you got to swear you're going to stay here, good or bad. Sort of like marriage, you know, for better or for worse. And that's really what's behind that. But it's interesting you bring that up. Of course, I'm from Benedictine University. And I even had originally thought of writing a paper on moderation in the rule of St. Benedict. I'd make a choice which way to go on that. And when I started reading the headlines in the news, I immediately thought of Plato's talk about the collapse of societies. But I could very well have written a paper. Because that's where we are. We have these conferences on the Benedictine ideals. And the constant phrase is life in harmony. Live in harmony. Live in balance. And if you look at the rule of Benedict, it's avoiding the excesses of the desert fathers and the hermits. You live moderately with virtue, but you don't go to the extreme of penances and all that sort of thing. So, yeah, I appreciate that comment. Interesting.
Very good.